KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 71 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a slight chance of thunderstorms through mid-morning and a chance of thunderstorms early in the afternoon and late in the afternoon. A high today around 84 degrees. There will be a flash flood watch in effect beginning at 7 o'clock this evening for most of the KJAN listening area and running through 7 a.m. on Tuesday. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, a search is expected to resume today for a man who fell into Sailorville Lake northwest of Des Moines. The Polk County Sheriff's Office and deputies and other first responders were sent to the Sailorville Marina a little after 8:30 p.m. Sunday to look for a man who reportedly fell off a dock and never surfaced. Bad weather that included lightning forced authorities to suspend the search late Sunday night. The man's name has not been released. Voters will be heading to the polls Tuesday to elect new or re-elect incumbent school board members. The Daily Nonpareil says one of the most hotly contested school board elections in the area will be in Trainer, where five candidates are on the ballot with two others running write-in campaigns vying for three seats. Incumbent Jerry Hempel, the school board's president, is joined by Glenn Fleming, Sean Gillespie, Amy Graber, Sally Myers, and write-in candidates Kent Boyes and Jared Morse. Myers is currently serving on the board after being asked to step in for Dave Paulson, who moved out of the district boundary. The term of board member Randy Young expires this year. Now, the Trainer District boasts healthy financial numbers and growing enrollment. A new in-house alternative school will keep at-risk students in Trainer instead of being sent elsewhere. But Trainer faced controversy this past year as well. The community awaits a decision on the Iowa Board of Educational Examiner's suspension of Superintendent Kevin Elwood, who remains in his position pending an appeal in Polk County District Court. Elwood's suspension came after the Board of Educational Examiners found he was present when his son Creighton Elwood was interviewed by law enforcement officials and was aware of, quote, serious criminal offenses when Kevin Elwood allowed Creighton Elwood to continue working as a part-time school custodian with unsupervised access to other students. An administrative law judge said Kevin Elwood committed an ethics violation by prioritizing his parental duties over his responsibilities as superintendent. His son, meanwhile, pleaded guilty to assault, assault causing bodily injury, and false imprisonment, which, among other consequences, caused him to register as a sex offender. Some school board elections in the KJAN listening area are worth watching when the results come in Tuesday night. A reminder, the polls open at noon tomorrow and close at 8 p.m. In Cass County, the Atlantic Community School District race is competitive with seven newcomers hoping to win three open seats. They include Doug Bierbaum, Allison Bruckner, Bob Drogo, Mark Fajan, Dennis Schwanke, Keith Swanson, and Jenny Williams. The district is also asking voters to approve a PEPL, or physical plant and equipment levy, which would add an income tax surcharge of up to 20% of a taxpayer's income tax assessments. School officials say money brought in from the levy would offset property taxes, which accounts for all the levy's revenue currently. In the Cam School District, incumbent Julie Williamson is running for re-election to the North District School Board seat, while incumbent Todd McKee faces a challenge from Emily Rouse for the South District School Board seat. In the Griswold School District, there is no candidate running for the District 1 seat, which represents Lewis. Incumbent Scott Hansen is unopposed in District 2, and Heather Pelzer is the lone candidate running for the at-large seat on the school board. In the Audubon School District, two incumbents, Christy Conkler and Mark Nissen, are competing against newcomers Matthew Chambers and Brittany Huey for three at-large seats on the Board of Education. In the Guthrie Center School District, the incumbents are all running unopposed. Out of Montgomery County, a competitive race pits two incumbents against two challengers in Red Oak. Four candidates declared for the race, two incumbents and two challengers, in a contest where two will be selected for the board. Board member Warren Hayes has also submitted a resignation effective September 14th, which will require either a special election or an appointment for the board, including newly elected members. In Shelby County, three seats for the Shelby County District's board will be selected from director districts with no candidate opposed in filings for the ballot. For District 3, newcomer Monty Schekinger filed. Incumbent Joni Larson is running for District 5, while incumbent Kathy Malberg is running in District 6. Well, as the Pottawatomie County Jail nears capacity, officials are discussing a $27.6 million renovation. The Omaha World Herald reports, according to Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker, the prison population at the jail, which has 288 beds, has reached roughly 270 inmates this summer. Of the 288 beds, 40 are set aside for female prisoners, and several times this year there have been more female inmates than available beds, which has led to some inmates being added to work release programs. Val Danker, who has been Pottawatomie County Sheriff for 23 years, said that the prison population rises and falls. The facility's 2015 population has been much higher than recent years. Danker said a sudden influx of federal prisoners could fill every bed. In 1999, when the jail was built, Pottawatomie County officials agreed to house up to 75 federal prisoners. Currently, the jail houses about 40 for the federal government, with no room for the other 35 inmates it is contractually obligated to shelter. To alleviate the congestion, Danker, in August, proposed a jail and sheriff's office renovation to the Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors. The estimated cost for the 160-bed jail expansion is $25 million, while expansion for the administrative area is estimated at $2.6 million. The sheriff said those costs are based on today's estimates of construction costs, with architects estimating costs are rising at 8% annually. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said there are several reasons the jail is near capacity. Both Wilbur and Danker said housing inmates with mental health issues has become a problem. Danker said there's not enough space at mental health facilities to house or even evaluate inmates with mental health concerns. As troubled inmates wait, they wait in Council Bluffs. And as the county starts mental health court, the 4th Judicial District may be ending drug court, which helped to keep drug offenders out of jail. Because of a lack of funding from the state, drug court is slated to end on October the 1st. Another reason the jail is near capacity, according to Matt Wilbur, is that many people can't afford to post bail and then must stay in jail until trial. He said most of the time, local judges hand out government-mandated bail rates, and for many people, those rates are too high. Along with starting discussions on a new jail, Danker has said that his staff has grown while office space has not. In 1999, the sheriff's office had 46 employees on the uniform side. That number has since grown to 63. And instead of having their own office to conduct investigations, Danker said that detectives are all in one room, working in very tight quarters. Some Sioux City leaders are working to address a growing number of homeless people living in panhandling on northwestern Iowa City streets. Sioux City Police Chief Doug Young says the rise of homelessness, panhandling, and public intoxication has caused growing concern among businesses, police, and city government. Police Captain Lisa Clays is working with organizations such as a Downtown Partners Sioux City in hopes of creating a panel of business owners to work on the issue of homelessness in town. Clay said she hopes business owners, community resources, and agencies such as the Warming Shelter, Siouxland Soup Kitchen, and Gospel Mission can organize to help the homeless. And a ground has been broken on a new community center, American Legion Post, and City Hall in the northwest Iowa community of Sutherland. A groundbreaking ceremony was held Friday on what would have been the 102nd birthday of Ray Johansson. Johansson left the bulk of his $1.8 million garnered from the sale of his land to the city upon his death in 2013, stipulating that the money go toward the community center. The 9,000-square-foot facility will house a community center, American Legion Post number 152, the Sutherland City Hall, a kitchen, a bar, and more. It'll be located on the corner lot on the west side of the downtown. Excavation of the site is set to begin on September 21st. The news was brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.